KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Freshman Aaron White scored a career-high 25 points. Sophomore Zach McCabe tied his career-high with 20 as 7th-seeded Iowa rolled past Dayton 84-75 last night in the opening round of the NIT at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Sophomore Melson Basabi added 15 points for the Hawkeyes, who will play on Sunday against Oregon in the second round. Iowa, which was playing in its first postseason tournament game in 6 years, broke open a tie game with a 16-3 run midway through the second half to go up 65-52. Kevin Dillard had 23 points for Dayton, which beat Minnesota, Alabama, and Mississippi this season. Though the Flyers were the higher seed, the game was played in Iowa City because Dayton's home court was being host to the NCAA first-round tournament games. The Hawkeyes advanced to the second round of the NIT, where they will play on the road Sunday afternoon. Hawkeyes will play at Oregon in a 4 o'clock Central Time tip-off. We'll have that game for you live Sunday here on KJAN. Pre-game getting underway at 3 o'clock this Sunday. Oregon, a 96-76 winner over LSU last night. In other NIT first-round action last night, it was Northwestern over Akron, 76-74. Tennessee beat Savannah State, 65-51. Stanford over Cleveland State, 76-65. Middle Tennessee beat Marshall, 86-78. Washington over Texas Arlington, 82-72. UMass in double overtime, a 101-96 winner over Mississippi State. Seton Hall beat Stony Brook, 63-61. Tonight in first-round NIT action, the UNI Panthers hit the court on the road as UNI will play at St. Joseph's tonight. That's a 6:15 tip-off. Also, another action last night in first-round play in the CBI tournament. It was Princeton over Evansville, 95-86. TCU beat Milwaukee, 83-73. Washington State over San Francisco, 89-75. In the CIT first-round tournament action, it was Georgia State over Tennessee Tech, 74-43. Mercer beat Tennessee State, 68-60. Old Dominion over Coastal Carolina, 68-66. Weber State edging Utah Valley, 72-69. Robert Morris beat Indiana State, 67-60. Toledo over McNeese State, 76-63. Tonight in CIT first-round action, the Drake Bulldogs are at home at the Knapp Center as Drake will face off against North Dakota. That's a 7 o'clock tip time tonight in first-round play. Well, the NCAA men's basketball tournament got underway last night with, well, you pick it, either sensational comebacks or epic collapses. The Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky erased a 16-point deficit in the final 5 minutes to beat the Delta Devils of last night by a final of 59-58. T.J. Price converted a three-point play with 33 seconds left to complete the rally over Mississippi Valley State. Price and Derek Gordon each had 11 points to lead Western Kentucky. As they'll move on, they'll play Kentucky on Thursday in the second round. The Brigham Young Cougars managed to pull out a 78-72 win over Iona. That's after they trailed by 25 points in the first half. Noah Hartsock scored 16 of his 23 points in the second half, and Brandon Davies added 18 to help BYU earn the right to take on Marquette in action on Thursday. In other men's basketball news, Syracuse will be without the services of 7-foot center Fab Mello as the Orange chase their second NCAA championship and first since 2003. The school announced that Mello has been declared ineligible for the tournament, although university officials wouldn't elaborate on the infraction. Mello averaged almost 8 points and 6 rebounds while recording 88 block shots this season. North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams says he probably won't know until Thursday whether John Henson will be ready for the Tar Heels NCAA tournament opener the next day against the Lamar Vermont winner. 6'10" forward hurt his left wrist on a fall during the ACC tournament, and he didn't play the final 2 games of that tourney. Leading scorer and rebounder Glenn Rice Jr. has been kicked off the Georgia Tech basketball team less than a week after being charged in a shooting incident outside an Atlanta nightclub. The son of former NBA star Glenn Rice already was serving his second suspension at the time of that incident. Two college basketball coaches were shown the door on Tuesday. SMU has fired Matt Doherty after going 80-109 in 6 seasons with the Mustangs, including a 13-19 mark this year. Darren Horn has been dismissed following 4 seasons and a 60-63 record at South Carolina. The Gamecocks went 2-14 in Southeastern Conference play this year. Also, UCLA Athletic Director Dan Guerrero says after a careful review, he's decided to leave Ben Howland in charge of the Bruins' troubled men's basketball program. He says Howland understands that management and oversight of the program needs to improve. In NBA basketball last night, it was Orlando in overtime, beating Miami 104-98, Indiana topping Portland 92-75, Toronto beat Cleveland 96-88, Houston over Oklahoma City 104-103, the Lakers in double overtime over Memphis 116-111, Dallas downing Washington 107-98, Denver got by Atlanta in overtime 118-117, while Golden State beat Sacramento 115-89. In the National Hockey League last night, Philadelphia shut out New Jersey 3-0. Washington wins a shootout 5-4 over the New York Islanders. Tampa Bay 6-1 over Boston. The New York Rangers beat Carolina 4-2. Florida over Toronto 5-1. Dallas blanking Minnesota 1-0. Chicago wins in a shootout period 4-3 over St. Louis. It was Calgary in overtime 3-2 over San Jose, while Los Angeles beat Detroit by a score 5-2. Well, Peyton Manning was the key player available when the NFL's free agent market opened up yesterday, but it could be days before he hooks up with a new team. The four-time league most valuable player and former Colts quarterback already has met with the Broncos and the Cardinals and is believed to have meetings lined up with the Dolphins and the Titans. One of Manning's former targets is staying put while another is leaving Indianapolis. Reggie Wayne has agreed in principle to a new deal with the Colts. Wayne played his entire 11-year career with Indy, providing 862 receptions for over 11,000 yards and 73 touchdowns. The Washington Redskins have worked out a contract with free agent wide receiver Pierre Garçon, who had 70 receptions for 947 yards and 6 touchdowns for Indy last season. Fox Sports says the contract is worth $42.5 million over 5 years, with $20.5 million guaranteed. The Redskins re-signed defensive end Adam Carricker to a 4-year, $20 million contract. Washington also worked out a deal with receiver Josh Morgan, who had 131 catches and 9 touchdowns in 4 years with San Francisco. Tampa Bay has signed receiver Vincent Jackson away from San Diego, giving him a 5-year, $55.55 million pact. Jackson grabbed 60 passes for 1,106 yards and 9 touchdowns last year. New Orleans was able to sign receiver Marcus Colston before he officially became a free agent, giving him a contract that runs up to 5 years. Colston has amassed more than 1,000 yards receiving in 5 of his 6 seasons in New Orleans. The Chicago Bears have acquired wideout Brandon Marshall from the Miami Dolphins for 2 undisclosed draft picks. Marshall made the Pro Bowl for the 3rd time last year, finishing with 81 catches for 1,214 yards and 6 touchdowns. Chicago also retained Tim Jennings by giving the cornerback a 2-year deal. San Diego center Nick Hardwick has agreed to a 3-year package to stay with the Chargers. Philadelphia offensive lineman Todd Harriman's accepted a 3-year extension through 2016. Cornerback Terrell Thomas will try to win another Super Bowl ring with the New York Giants after he agreed to their offer. Right guard Jeff Hangartner says he signed a 3-year deal to remain in Carolina. Seattle defensive end Red Bryant has okayed a contract with the Seahawks that's worth $35 million over 5 years. Former Denver cornerback Parrish Cox has inked a 2-year deal with San Francisco less than 2 weeks after being acquitted on sexual assault charges in Colorado. Quarterback Sage Rosenfels has re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings. Also a person familiar with the deal says linebacker Thomas Davis has agreed to forego his $8 million signing bonus to take a pay cut to return to the Panthers. Among the players released on Tuesday were Dallas cornerback Terrence Newman, Cleveland right tackle Tony Pachos, Oakland tight end Kevin Boss, along with St. Louis cornerback Ron Bartel and Arizona left tackle Levi Brown. Also in NFL news, Broncos linebacker DJ Williams and defensive lineman Ryan McBean are suing the NFL, seeking to overturn their drug suspensions. The lawsuit contends the league violated protocol in collecting urine samples and refused to clear the players after the collector was fired for not following proper procedures. Williams and McBean were suspended without pay for Denver's first 6 games of the 2012 season. Also, the NFL has suspended Green Bay Packers defensive end Mike Neal without pay for the team's first 4 regular season games of 2012 for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. And in racing news, a 3-member appeals panel has unanimously upheld the penalties against Jimmy Johnson's crew chief for failing opening day inspection at the Daytona 500. Chad Knaus was suspended 6 races and fined $100,000, while 5-time NASCAR champion Johnson was docked 25 points, and car chief Ron Malik also was suspended for 6 races. Team owner Rick Hendricks says they will appeal to the National Stock Car Racing Chief Appellate Officer. Knaus can work at Bristol this weekend while that case is under review. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.